From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Authorities are working to identify who introduced a computer worm into computers that locks up data and holds it for ransom. Older versions of Microsoft Windows are especially vulnerable, as are computers that never got a security patch that became available 2 months ago. While the WannaCry software has turned up in thousands of computers in the U.S. and Canada, it hit tens of thousands in Russia and China. In Europe, Renault stopped production at some of its car factories today. In India, the banking system fought today to protect its systems. The BBC's Rahul Tandon filed this for us from India today.
I'm outside a cash machine here in Kolkata. It's shut, as are many others across this country. The Reserve Bank of India has told banks here to keep them closed until their software is updated. Currently, more than 60% of them use Windows XP. Production at a major car manufacturing plant was also disrupted, whilst more than 100 computers used by the police in the southern Indian state of Andhra Pradesh were hacked. India has been badly affected by this attack, as 5% of all computers affected by it are here.
Yet there is some good news today.
The version that sort of hit the world Friday morning Europe time can't spread any further now that the internet domain that it was referencing as a kill switch has been registered. So it really only had a few hours of lifetime before it got killed off, which is kind of good news.
Troy Hunt trains organizations in cybersecurity. He's also a Microsoft regional director in Australia, and he joins us from Gold Coast down under. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Computers that upgraded and used a security patch that Microsoft apparently put out in the middle of March, those computers were immune?
Correct. So this issue was patched almost 2 months before we actually saw this WannaCry variant of ransomware spreading. So you had to actually fall a couple of months behind in your patch cycle to get hit by this thing.
But we often don't install the patches. It's a total pain in the, you know.
Well, this is why it's so automated. I mean, most modern day operating systems, most modern day software products update on their own. Really, the lesson here is that for individuals, at least, if they didn't turn off the automatic update feature, so Windows Update in this case, they would have got the patch and they'd be fine.
Yet large organizations, some entire businesses are wrestling with this. There are car factories in Europe, Renault, that had to curtail production today because of this. Clearly, some large organizations don't have the automated systems in place.
So organizations are trickier. They've very often got customized software that runs that's critical to keeping the business going. And usually in those sorts of environments, these updates are not taken automatically. There is a central IT team who tests these things, make sure they all work, and then push them out. Now, that is then dependent on humans. And obviously what we're seeing here is that we've got some humans in some companies who, for whatever reason, just didn't push the patches out in time.
Now, if we step back and just look at this class of malware, ransomware, gets into your computer, encrypts your files, won't unencrypt it unless you pay the money. Would you pay the money? You might not know if you get the de-encryption key back.
Well, that's the trick. There's no guarantees. But part of the issue also is that many of the variants of ransomware that we've seen, many of those have actually provided decryption keys and people have gotten what has been advertised. And the reason that's sort of alarming is that it does incentivize people to pay.
Now, if a computer is affected, the files are encrypted by this malware, and you don't pay the ransom, is there a way to get your data back?
Well, this sort of comes back to the backup strategy. Then certainly one way out of this is to rebuild the machines that are infected. That's not fun, but it's something you can do. And then restore the data from your stable, reliable backups, and you're back up and running.
All right. Troy Hunt is a security trainer and a Microsoft regional director based in Gold Coast, Australia. Mr. Hunt, thank you.
Thank you very much.